I spent the last 16 years of my life in prison, serving time for murder. That's right, murder. But the thing is, I didn't kill anyone. And don't just take my word for it. The judge, the prosecutor, and the jury in my case all agreed that I hadn't killed anyone. But they still sentenced me as the actual killer and put me in prison with 25 years to life. All right. I want to tell you about something called the felony murder rule. It's a glitch in our criminal justice system, a glitch we only have in the United States. And it basically says this. Felony murder rule. Any death which occurs during the commission of a felony is first degree murder. And all participants in that felony can be charged with and found guilty of murder. Translation, if you commit a felony and while that felony is happening, someone gets killed, you can be found guilty of murder. Whether or not you killed anyone. Here's an example. Let's say you let your friend borrow your car. You know he's gonna use it to commit a robbery. But then he ends up killing someone. The felony murder rule says that you're equally guilty of the murder as your friend. This actually happened to a guy named Ryan Holly. Instead of going to prison for an attempted robbery, he's serving life without the possibility of parole. Or what about this? You and your friend decide to commit a robbery. As you're running away, your friend is shot dead by the police. The felony murder rule says that you are going to prison for his murder, even though it was the cops who killed him.